continue now. Omicron is the new variant of the week, flavor of the week, whatever you want to call it, the Omicron variant. By the way, the South African doctor that first brought it to people's attention says it has mild symptoms. Doesn't seem to have anything too dramatic at all thus far. Now, they'll need to study, but this idea that they're shutting the whole world down because there's a variant of concern that has, you know, several mutations, 10 maybe, seems odd because the manufacturers of the vaccine say we've got that covered. I don't know. Alan Sachs here with me, of course. Alan Sachs, Professor Emeritus, University of Texas, Arlington. Been here with me for a long time. Professor, good to have you again this morning.
I think the gods are wishing all this upon us because we elected Joe Biden to the presidency.
One would have to wonder.
This is no accident. And also, I'm surprised that people are not discussing, I think it's going to come out pretty quickly, this book called Laptop from Hell, about Hunter Biden and all of the shenanigans, and directly related to his father, whose name is Joe.
Yeah, I've heard his name. It's interesting because Laptop from Hell, I was just reading some excerpts over the weekend that there are more connections, more contact, more money flowing from the Chinese Communist Party to enrich Hunter Biden and honestly enrich the whole Biden family, make no mistake. And it's all there. I mean, all the emails, the contacts, the conversations, it's not like it's a secret anymore, right?
And it's the woman who wrote this from she writes for the New York Post. So it's a pretty reputable thing. And right in front of me, it says, the book is expected November 30th, but I've heard it's going to come out much earlier than that.
Well, I wonder what's going to happen if it does come out, Laptop from Hell. And that's the laptop, of course, Hunter Biden dropped off, I think, in early 2019, but he was probably in a bit of a haze. He forgot to go back and pick it up from the Delaware repair shop. And then the guy who had it, you know, looked at it a year later and said, wait a second, this is something important. He made copies, thankfully, of what was on the laptop. Otherwise, they'd have lied to all of us. Now we have the truth. But will anything come from it, Professor? That's what people ask all the time. Will anything come from it?
Probably not. That's the tragedy of it. Probably not. Because the mainstream press, whatever one wishes to refer to it as, has formed a circle around President Biden, and they don't want anything to penetrate that circle. I'm surprised at that. I don't know why they're protecting him so much. He's a loser. Why in the world the mainstream media doesn't understand that? He's a loser. And he walks like I do. He's an old man. He doesn't know where he is. At least I know where I am. But I don't think he knows where he is. And there's enough little snippets that Fox News has put on at different times to show that he doesn't know where he is. In fact, he's actually said that. Where am I? And at the early part of his administration, he would make statements like, "I better be careful because they're going to get mad at me. My staff is going to get mad at me." And what is he talking about?
Right. Well, he's not in charge. We know that. And you know, I played a little clip of him here a moment ago. The reporters were asking him, why are you waiting to stop flights coming in from Africa until Monday? You could have done it Friday. He's like, well, that's what I was told I needed to do. I mean, he has no command. He just mumbles, and it's like he instills no confidence in anybody until he starts yelling at people. What if they lost their child? And other than that, what do you have? Nothing. Do we?
He just started yelling at people. If he doesn't like it, he's like a little old man who is just irritated.
He is a little old man, just for the record.
He starts yelling at him.
Yeah.
He starts yelling at him. He had one thing saying about the people crossing the border. Their children are dead. They're dead. And that was about why should the government spend over $400,000 to the people come across the border, the southern border in Texas. And he yells at this person, don't you know they're dead? We know that, Mr. President, that the, and your policies are making them dead. You know? But that's off to the side. I don't know.
Well, you know, one of the things is 100,000 people died. In Texas, where you live, gets hit harder than anyone. 100,000 plus died overdosing on fentanyl and other illegal drugs coming over the border. That report just released. They broke 100,000. And that's just for the 12-month period. It's not for the, obviously, for this entire 2021, which would be significantly higher than that, probably 125,000 or more. And it's because of fentanyl and all these illegal drugs flowing over the southern border, which the Biden administration and this president have allowed to happen because it wasn't that way under the previous administration. It's killing people, literally.
Exactly. And so if anybody is dead over this, it's due to his policies, to the president's policies. But the mainline media doesn't want to cover it that way. That's the big story, I believe. The mainline media is so corrupt, is so faulty on what's going on in making the American public understand what's happening. You know, this is infinitely worse than Watergate. It's worse than anything. And yet they refuse to talk about it.
Right. All right, let me switch gears on you for just one second here. I've got to ask you something completely unimportant and fun. Right? Completely unimportant. How's it feel to have Bob Stoops back in charge?
I would like it.
Well, he is. Your football coach, Lincoln Riley, he's going to the University of Southern California, and Bob Stoops is going to coach your team in the bowl game, OU. For anybody who doesn't know, the professor here is a huge OU fan.
I didn't know that. By the way, Michigan defeated Ohio State over the weekend.
Yeah, that was a miracle. You know, quite a miracle. I mean, they really pounded him. It was quite a miracle. But yeah.
I'm really disappointed in OU, my old university. By the way, I was the academic tutor of the OU football team for several years under the iconic coach whose name was Bud Wilkinson. You probably know that.
Oh, I know him. Oh, yeah, I know him,
And I was the academic tutor of the OU football team. I got him on the field. They were winning game after game after game. It was just ridiculous what was going on. But today it's a different story. I think all the college teams are so good that anybody could beat anybody on any given Saturday.
Now, there's a lot of truth to that, yeah. But I'm sorry to break the news to you. But Lincoln Riley, he's gone to the University of Southern California. And Bob Stoops will be coaching your team in the bowl game, whatever bowl game that turns out to be. I'll give you the last word, Professor.
That's okay, because if it wasn't for Bob Stoops, I would be there as coach.
Fair enough. Professor Alan Sachs, always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much.
They could put me on their shoulders.
Yeah, there you go. You have a great rest of your day, sir. Thank you very much. All right. PatriotFoods.com. Don't forget to support Americans and American farmers. PatriotFoods.com. Everything will arrive in time for Christmas. Why? It's all American made, American grown, American products, plus special gifts for Christmas. And if you spend $100 or more, delivered free to your doorstep. $100 or more, free delivery anywhere in America. Anywhere in America. PatriotFoods.com. The professor could be the coach. Anyhow. Quick break. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Business owners know there's no substitute for experience. In Michigan, that means the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber is always working to protect, connect, and strengthen Michigan companies. The Michigan Chamber is on the front lines every day, getting Michigan back to work. That's never been more important than it is today. The Michigan Chamber is dedicated to Michigan and the men and women that make it work here every single day. The time is now for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more, stevegruber.com.
Homeowners, today's high-efficiency oil heat systems are so advanced that you can cut your bills by 25% or more when you upgrade. And with rebates up to $1,000, there's never been a better time to replace your old oil heat equipment. To learn more about oil heat rebates, visit useoilheatmichigan.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National Oil Heat Research Alliance.
I'm Brad Hoos, founder of Muskox Outdoor Apparel, a Michigan company focused on quality, performance, and helping you get outdoors to live your next adventure. Go to GoMuskox.com and check out the Grand Flannel, our signature product that's made of 100% double brush cotton. It's heavyweight, designed to last, and makes a great gift for the outdoorsman in your life. GoMuskox.com. That's GoMuskox.com for the best in outdoor adventure gear.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information.